from some other place. Now we've got to go over. It's okay. Yeah, do you have a mic?
Then you go through the Constitution.
We'll go through each article separately. All that right. Way they can, anybody wants to separate or discuss it, we can do that.
Oh.
How about that?
All right. Okay. Article 1, name. The name of this organization should be Hawaii Association of the Blind.
Any question?
Okay. Article 2, purpose. The Hawaii Association of the Blind will strive to improve the general well-being of the blind and visually impaired people in Hawaii and the nation, as defined in Article 10 of this Constitution, Section A, through a representation as an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, a national organization of blind and visually impaired persons, Section B, by elevating the social, economic, and cultural level of the blind and visually impaired, and by advocating for educational and rehabilitation services. Section C, by advocating for broader vocational opportunities for the blind and visually impaired. Section D, by encouraging and assisting all blind people to maximize their abilities so that they might assume their rightful places in the community. Section E, by working with the public and private institutions and agencies of and for the blind. Section F, by advocating through programs of public education aimed toward improving the understanding of the problems of blindness and of the capabilities of blind and visually impaired people. Section G, by advocating for the enactment, implementation, and enforcement of civil rights protections for people who are blind and visually impaired.
Got it?
Yes, that's Article 2.
That's rather long, but is there anybody that has any question, or you don't have to understand it all, I'm not sure I do, and I helped write it. But in all fairness to it, it was just describing various purposes and aims of the goal, of the goals of the organization. And it's not designed to be ram something down somebody's throat. That isn't the idea. What? Okay.
Beautiful,
I think it's
I don't
okay.
Know about that. Okay. Go ahead.
Move on.
Okay. Do you want me to go by paragraph or section?
Section.
Okay. All right. So, Article 3, membership, voting, and use. Section A, membership. At least 75% of the members of this organization shall be blind or visually impaired.
That's all of 3?
No.
Go on.
Should I go on?
Yeah, go on. Okay. Do all of 3.
Any person who is blind or visually impaired is eligible to become a member of the Hawaii Association of the Blind upon complying with the provisions hereinafter contained. No person seeking membership in this organization shall be barred from membership on the basis of race, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, religion, political affiliation, disability, or age, except where such is legitimately predicated on or legally required by failure to be citizen. That's the end of Section A.
Okay, any question, you guys?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Section B, voting. Each member attending an annual convention shall be entitled to one vote. Voting on all issues at an annual convention shall be conducted in one of 2 ways. Voice vote, by which the presiding officer calls for the oral nays and then for the oral nays, or a roll call.
You understand, folks, that when the reason for the roll call is in case the chair or is unsure, or in case there is a request for a roll call because members feel that they're being ripped off, okay?
Okay, Section C, dues. The amount and manner of payment of all dues shall be set forth in the bylaws.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Section D, suspension, and expulsion. Any member may be expelled or suspended for reasons of misconduct. The Board of Directors shall have full authority in such decisions. That's the end of Article 3.
Yeah, that isn't designed to throw people out. That's just because we need to have that discretion in case somebody finds out being a baby raper or something.
Okay, moving on. Article 4, Officers, Section A. The officers of this organization shall consist of a president, a first vice president, a second vice president, a secretary, and a treasurer, and the term of office shall be 2 years, starting with each even-numbered year. In case of vacancy, the Board of Directors shall select a successor who will assume the duties of the position. The officer shall be elected at the annual convention. Stop.
Okay, at starting which annual convention? The even numbered or the odd numbered?
Even.
Even, okay. Okay, you guys understand that this is a change, and if you disapprove of the change, then we need to know that now. This is clearly, we're shifting from 1 year to 2 year because we kind of feel that 1 year was a little bit too little, and we thought maybe we would try to if you liked it. If you don't like it, it's time to say so.
That's fine.
Yes. Yeah. 2 years is fine.
Okay.
Beautiful dog.
Just one? Okay, go ahead. Well, it's not overrated.
In addition to the officers, this organization shall have 5 directors to be elected at the annual convention for a term of 2 years. In case of vacancy, the Board of Directors shall select a successor who will assume the duties of the position. The officer shall be elected at the annual convention. Stop.
That's kind of the way we do it already.
Okay, Section C. Officers and directors elected under Section A and B respectively shall assume their duties at the start of HAB's fiscal year, which is May 1st of the year they are elected.
That's the same anyway.
Section D. The president, first vice president, and second vice president of this organization shall be blind or visually impaired.
That's also the way it is.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
You hold elections today, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, all right, I got it. Go ahead.
Even number.
Okay. Yeah.
I would have even
yeah, we hold the election today, but they take office May 1st.
May 1st, right. Okay. Right.
That's the way it has always been.
Yeah.
Okay. Section E. The Board of Directors shall meet at the call of the president or by a quorum of the board. Minutes of the meeting shall be recorded. The board shall advise the president and shall have charge of the affairs of this organization between meetings.
Yeah, isn't that really between conventions?
Sorry?
It's between conventions, not between.
The board shall advise the president and shall have charge of the affairs of this organization between meetings.
So yeah, I guess that's all right. Yeah. Okay, we'll leave it that way.
Okay.
It's really no different than it was. It was attempted to keep it the same way. Okay.
Okay. At least 4 members of the board of the board shall be present to constitute a quorum of the assembly. But the total number is 5.
That's just so that it doesn't waste people's time with 1 or 2 people wanting it, you know. So we want to have enough members so that it's represented.
In other words, 4 makes it 4.
Yeah. Section F. Meetings of the Board of Directors may be held via conference call, but individual calling of the members of the board by telephone is prohibited.
Yeah.
Section G. The president may call a special meeting of the board of directors at any time and shall call a special meeting of the board upon the request of at least 4 members of the board. Notice of the meeting shall be provided at least 1 week before the meeting.
Okay, that's so that it can't just call it up in 2 days and whoever is available, too bad. You know, you gotta give people time.
Section H. The president may convene the board in executive session to discuss sensitive issues and discuss information of a financial nature that is confidential to the parties involved. The president has discretionary authority to inform the membership of any decision or action taken by the board during the regular monthly meeting or at the annual convention.
Okay, that's good safe, you know, safety for everybody.
Section I. No member of the board of directors shall receive compensation for services to the HAB. Members may be reimbursed for actual expenses incurred in exercising their duties.
Yeah, you can get money for things that you may do on behalf of the organization, like transportation or something like that, a per diem, but you can't be paid for your services to the organization. That's the idea.
Section J. Officers and directors shall be elected by a majority vote cast at the regular annual convention.
Which is the case anyway.
Yeah. Section K. Should a vacancy occur in the office of the president, the first vice president shall automatically assume the presidency and shall serve the remainder of the term.
Go ahead. Go do the whole.
Section L. Should a vacancy occur in the office of the first vice president, the second vice president shall automatically assume the office of first vice president and shall serve the remainder of the term. That's the end of Article 4.
Yeah, the implication that the second vice president is the only one you would appoint, that the others would just move up. And that's the way it is anyway. And that's the way it is in most organizations.
We go to Article 5. Powers and duties of the convention, the officers, the board of directors, and committees. Section A. The annual convention of this organization shall be the ultimate authority within this organization on all matters except those matters delegated herein or in the bylaws to be the final authority or discretion of the officers, the board of directors, or standing committees. The board, upon the recommendation of the convention committee, shall have the duty to set the convention site for all HAB conventions and related financial decisions associated with the convention. Any voting member of this organization may make or second motions, or make nominations, serve on committees, or be eligible for election to office at each annual convention or special membership meeting of this organization.
That's just the way it is now.
Section B. Officers of this organization shall perform the usual functions of their offices as described in Robert's Rules of Order newly revised, unless otherwise provided for him or in the bylaws.
And I'll do my best to keep up on that. I'm the parliamentarian, at least until he throws me out of the town.
Section C. The board of directors shall be the governing body of this organization between conventions, provided that it shall make no policy decisions and take no official action in conflict with existing decisions or actions of the convention.
That's natural.
Section D. The president shall have the authority to create and appoint the chairs of the standing committees, such as legislative, membership, nominating, and convention.
I would request that we take out legislative because we're nonprofit, and maybe we don't want to submit that in the bylaws or in the Constitution. And when we submit it, somebody may see it. You know, it's one thing to have a committee, it's another thing, it depends on where you want to put it, you know. Is that okay?
Yes. So I'll strike it out.
Yeah.
And does this mean that any reference to legislative in the bylaws should be stricken out too?
Yeah, I think so. If it's specific, it's okay the way we had it in the Constitution. Because that's broad. But yeah, I think it's just as well to leave it out. And that way we don't put ourselves in any difficulty. If somebody gets hooey.
Okay, last section, section E. The duty of the nominating committee shall be to select candidates, all of whom, if selectmen are eligible to serve in the positions for which the committee has nominated them.
That's a slate, yeah, so the committee presents a slate, which we do then, and anybody wants to nominate for the floor, then they can do that. Like, you know, when I'm running, if they want to get somebody good, we can.
Okay, Article 6, meetings, Section A. This organization shall hold monthly meetings on the first Saturday of each month, or as deemed necessary by the president. At least 20 members must be present at monthly meetings to constitute a quorum to the services.
We're being a little bit risky there. 20 don't show up, we can only provide information. But on the other hand, you guys have been great coming to meetings, and you can keep that up. We usually run about 27 to 35, so it makes sense with an organization of this size to have some, you know, be properly represented and not just sit there with 10 or 12 making all the rules. So, is that okay with you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So it can also mean that you guys need to show up, okay?
They will. They're doing very good. Huh? It's cold up. Otherwise, we'll look at you. Just because you're the president, we can still kick you around.
Okay, Section B. An annual meeting to be known as the annual convention shall be held at a time and place as determined by the board of directors and the convention committee. At least 2/3 of registered members must be present at the annual convention to constitute the quorum to transact.
Okay. That may sound ambiguous. It doesn't mean registered. It means registered at the convention. 2/3 of those registered at the convention. That's what it means. It doesn't mean registered in the organization. Okay.
Sorry. Do you want to reword that or leave it as is?
I'm satisfied with it, but I just thought the members should understand. I think it's clear, don't you, Art? I leave it the way it is. I just wanted to explain.
Beautiful.
You did.
Thank you.
Section C. The president of the organization may call a special meeting of the body at any time if she deems such action to be necessary. Such meeting should at least have 30 members present to constitute a quorum to transact business. Notice of the meeting shall be provided at least 1 week before the meeting.
Yeah, it means that in the case of a special meeting, that in fact, you need to have a little bit more than just what you would normally. That you don't want to call a meeting and then have something happen with just fewer people. So this was the decision of the body. If you disagree, it's time to say something.
I don't hear anything. Okay.
Article 7, procedures. In the absence of provisions contained herein or in the bylaws, all proceedings of this organization shall be governed by Robert's Rules of Order, duly revised unless otherwise provided for in the Constitution or bylaws.
Which means if we want to ignore it, we put something in, we can do that. But unless we do, we're supposed to go by what Uncle Robert says. Maybe it's Aunt Roberts,
I don't know. Article 8, amendments. This constitution and bylaws may be amended at any regular annual convention of HAB. The amendments are to be presented as the first order of business during the regular session of the convention and voted in prior to the election of officers. A 2/3 vote of those present and voting is required to adopt a constitutional amendment. And a majority vote of those present and voting is required to adopt a bylaw amendment according to voting procedures contained herein.
And that's normal.
Continue?
Yeah.
Okay. Article 9, dissolution and disposition of assets. As a nonprofit organization, this organization may be dissolved only at an annual convention by a 4/5 vote of the members present and voting. Upon dissolution, the remaining assets shall be turned over to the American Council of the Blind to be held in escrow by the American Council of the Blind for any future groups that may become the Hawaii affiliate of said national organization.
That's just a, what's going to happen is that's unlikely. And most likely we get down to 5 members and then only 4 of them. You know, so if as long as the organization is viable, that's not going to happen. But it's what you do in the Constitution as a safeguard. It's just common to do that.
Last article, Article 10, definitions. The term blind and or visually impaired as used in this document refers to a person whose central visual acuity does not exceed 20/200 in the better eye with corrective lenses, or whose visual acuity is greater than 20/200, but is accompanied by a limitation in the field of vision such that the widest diameter of the visual field subtends an angle no greater than 20 degrees.
Okay, that's a national definition of blindness, and it does not discriminate against people who are not legally blind but are just visually impaired, but it's just simply describing that as we should, since we're talking about blind people.
Yep.
Okay, now that's the Constitution. Is there any objection to passing it at this time, or does somebody want a further clarification, or to wait, or do something else?
Okay. Shall I do it?
Yeah.
Do we vote on it?
Okay, folks, then all in favor of passing the Constitution as written, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Guess it's passed. We got bylaws coming up.
Right. Okay, bylaws. Section 1, members. The membership committee shall be responsible for recommending any new member of this organization. Information from a potential member shall be obtained by the membership committee. The majority of the members must be blind or visually impaired.
That's kind of clear.
Not really.
No?
No, I'm blind. I can't see it at all.
I'll leave it to the Canadian.
That's the wrong kind of see, Kenny.
There's only got to be one.
Section 2, voting. Each member should be entitled to one vote, provided that member is present either at the annual convention or at the general monthly meeting where voting is called for.
That's clear.
Yes.
Okay, section 3, dues. Dues for members shall be $5 a year. Annual dues shall be collected at the annual convention and shall cover the dues for the succeeding fiscal year. Members who are delinquent in the payment of annual dues shall be notified by the treasurer.
Yeah. Yep. Remember, we're not punitive. We're not going to throw you out right away or anything. Just try to keep up, okay?
Okay. Section 4, duties of the officers. A, the president may serve as his own parliamentarian or appoint a member to serve in such capacity. The president may, with the advice and consent of the board of directors, appoint an assistant secretary or assistant treasurer. Such assistants will serve in the organization on a volunteer basis and without any compensation for their services. The secretary of this organization, in addition to the usual duties of such office, shall maintain all official actions taken at the general monthly meetings, convention, or meetings of the board of directors. The secretary shall maintain a roll of the voting members. C, the treasurers of this organization, in addition to the usual duties of such office, shall forward to the secretary the names of all voting members as received. The treasurer shall furnish a financial report at most monthly meetings and during the meeting of the board of directors upon his desk.
That you understand that in the case of the treasurer that sometimes a good report is not available. Sometimes it is. So this is kind of clarification. But basically, it's just telling you what we already do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Section 5, powers and duties of the board of directors. The board of directors shall ensure that an annual audit of the organization's financial records is conducted by an independent certified public accountant.
Okay. That's making it official.
Section 6, committees. In addition to the standing committees provided for below, the president, in consultation with the board of directors, is authorized to appoint such other standing committees and or special committees as deemed necessary to further the objectives of the Hawaii Association of the Blind. Membership committee.
Okay, sorry.
The president at the beginning of his/her term of office or when necessary shall appoint a membership committee. The membership committee shall have the responsibility to develop, coordinate, and implement the membership development efforts of this organization. B, the membership committee shall recommend potential members to the organization at its regular monthly meetings to be voted during such meetings.
Yeah, now this doesn't in any way preclude others recommending people to the membership committee. You know, if you got somebody, bring them on up.
C, upon acceptance into the organization, the new member shall pay the annual membership dues and provide all pertinent information to the secretary for recording purposes.
That should be clear.
D, other committees. The president may nominate additional committees such as a convention committee, a public relations committee, a technology committee, and any other committee as deemed appropriate and necessary. Stop.
Yeah, I think the word other probably should be listed as special.
Special would be better than other.
Other special committee.
Yeah, because they're like for the convention, they're not normal standing committees. Which was the purpose of that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we should scratch that, but special.
Okay. Section 7, indemnification. The board of directors may authorize the association to indemnify any director, officer, volunteer, or agent, or former director, volunteer, or agent for expenses and costs, including attorney's fees, incurred in connection with the defense or settlement of any pending or threatened action, suit, or proceeding to which he or she is made a party by reason of being or having been such director, officer, volunteer, or agent, except in relation to matters as to which he or she shall be finally adjudged to have been guilty of gross negligence or misconduct in the performance of duty such as such director, officer, volunteer, or agent, or in relation to matters as to which he or she, in the opinion of the board of directors, did not act in good faith.
This is very unlikely, but it's just a protection.
Okay. This is the last section, affiliation. A, the Hawaii Association of the Blind is affiliated with the American Council of the Blind, a national organization of blind and visually impaired persons. B, this organization shall support the mission of the American Council of the Blind and adhere to its policies regarding the payment of membership dues and other regulations. The end, yes.
Okay. Folks, does anybody want anything read over? I know you don't. I'll ask it a different way. Are there any areas that you want to bring up? But you want us to get rid of it, I understand. Okay, all those in favor of passing this bylaws, these bylaws, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you very much. I want to say something here. Art and I got together and talked with Beth about things, but what Beth did was she went over the American Council of the Blind rules and regs, did some other things. We're working very hard. We met in her office, and then after going over it again, she has voluntarily cleaned everything up, and she deserves a hand. She did a hell of a lot. Art and I just came along and annoyed her.
Did a good job.
Yeah, we did. Okay, we are about to be playing God here, and